are listening to Teachings of Rose.
Your amazing contrary self. The way of spirit will find you in surprising ways, in ways you wouldn't think of on your worst day, and then some. For your way of spirit will find you in ways that seem funny, and perhaps even tragic, when you least expect it. That's when the way of spirit is at its best, when you're at your worst. When this occurs, you can trust that the way of spirit has found you, and it does so in ways that you'll find contrary. You'll find your sense of contrariness to be the most important tool you can have, as well as friend, for there is no better friend than your contrary self, an aspect of your essence self that loves you exactly as you are, no matter what. The way you will know this is easy. Doesn't your very best friend tell you exactly what you don't want to hear, but really need to hear sometimes? That's right. Your contrary self tells you what you need to know in spite of the fact that your ego will many times not want to hear it or take action. In this respect, the whole universe will conspire to shake you out of your ways that oppose it and thrust you into the ways that you truly need, that you desire to embrace. For your contrary self is indeed that voice inside your head that says, "We want you to do things differently," and your ego self will say either okay or no way. This is something important to think about when you begin to follow your way of spirit, for it may be indicated by your contrary self in ways you may initially find terrible. But that's exactly the way to tell yourself what you need to look into, for in time, you'll find the contrary self indeed knows best. Your contrary self is the best means of communication with your personal God. You can trust we know what we're talking about, for we've done so many things to help individuals see things in ways they wouldn't normally, that you'd find them funny until they happen to you. We're talking about hurricanes, zits, interesting ways of expressing oneself like farting loudly on American Idol, and getting sick when you wouldn't normally want that, not that you ever would. But although illness or bodily misfortune has its own purpose, there will be times that you'll find it to be most embarrassing, like bleeding on someone or vomiting on your beautiful blouse or someone else's, and myriad other things that you'd find to be the most embarrassing in the world. And that's exactly the point. The contrary self wants to get your attention. The way of spirit is at times a most contrary way to discover the path to find your best life possible. And you'll find, as we've said, that this is sometimes the most embarrassing or unfathomably uncomfortable thing you could imagine. And why wouldn't it be? Why else would you create challenging situations if you weren't trying to find ways to get your own attention? Because you've decided that life is supposed to be a series of comfortable ways that inspire only beautiful things, not gassy ways, not slovenly bleeding all over everyone ways, but ways that should always be pretty and pristine. This is not life. This is a fairy tale that you've bought into that helps you manage rather than live your life and that no longer serves you. In reality, the way of spirit sometimes feels unfitting, uncomfortable, and unbending. Indeed, your way of spirit is fitting for you. You just haven't found it yet. The way of spirit will move you in ways that you will find most contrary as well as painful at times, but you do well to listen to your contrary self. How can you find it? As we said, your contrary self is your finest friend who will guide you towards the best, most wonderful expressions. For your contrary self will proudly speak up in any situation when it feels left out. That's correct. Your contrary self sends messages to you and to the world that may seem unpopular, wrongheaded, as well as fun, as well as glamorous and popular? Not. Your contrary self is not interested in winning beauty or popularity contests. Your contrary self is only interested in your happiness. Why would you believe that you're most happy when you're popular? Indeed, isn't this a break in your thinking already? We suggest you tell your friends that you don't want their approval first and then say that to the rest of the world, for your popularity is perhaps the least important thing in your world. Indeed, your works, your creative expressions guided by loving kindness, are the most important things in your world. The contrary self is sometimes like a snarling shepherd dog that herds a flock of sheep into submission. The sheep don't want the dog around. They want only to spryly play and graze in their field and ignore the reality of dangerous situations from which they need to be shepherded towards safety. The sheep would stray into the jaws of another creature if they were allowed to guard themselves. Why don't they want the dog around? Because the dog is contrary. That's the point. The contrary self shepherds you in ways that may annoy you at first because it will not allow you to stray off your path. Left alone, your sheep self will find ways to drop off cliffs. But your contrary shepherd dog self will bark to get you on your way of spirit and bite you in the butt when you need it. So take heed. The way of spirit, as we've said, is sometimes treacherous. So you'll do well to learn to recognize your contrary self, for it is a she-bitch who will guard you with her very life, and that indeed is a most beautiful thing. Indeed, why would you not trust the she-bitch contrary self? Why wouldn't you want the way of spirit to capture your attention this way? It is because you don't feel that it's important enough to deserve such a wonderful action. But it is. And your contrary she-bitch self wants only your happiness. The contrary self is your most wonderful friend in the world, as well as funny. She is so very interested in assisting you that you'll find her to be in your head at times when you least expect it. For instance, say you want to try to water ski. The contrary self says, "We will assist." Then, as you wait on the dock, your contrary self says, "You know, I don't think this is a good idea after all. Why don't you just sit this one out?" Then you say to the she-bitch, "Why didn't you tell me this before I put on my skis? Why didn't you tell me this before I got to the pier, waiting to take off in my beautiful bathing suit?" And your contrary self will say, "That's fine, just make sure your bathing suit is on tightly." In this way, the contrary self will make you laugh, indeed, and that's what it's for. So you can find that she's always willing to be the buffoon as well as the most loving friend you can have. For why would the way of spirit provide you anything else? It won't. And in this, you'll learn to lighten up your attitude so much that you won't need water skis to make waves on top of the water, for you'll walk on it. Indeed, isn't the way of spirit like walking on water? How do you think that wonderful fellow did it if he didn't allow his sometimes nagging contrary self to tell him to lighten up? Indeed, he wouldn't. The contrary self will allow you a lightness of being that will help you in every way. For why would you want to go through life in such a sad state of seriousness? Indeed, you don't. So trust your contrary self to help you laugh at yourself in ways that you'll find truly helpful. Trust that when the little contrary voice of your personal God tells you what to do, that you'll want to listen. Indeed, she'll be so happy to be heard that she won't believe it. For your contrary self has been so incredibly stifled that it will find ways to wonderfully amuse you just so that you continue to listen, as indeed she's been created to do.